Gimel of the Beis with the Minyana de Sefer. Minyana de Sefer, the Miute Chalitza. What's the Havamina? Saka Daita Chamina, Tese Bekabachomer, Mi Yivama. Ma Yivama, Sheno Yotza Beget, Yotza Bechalitza. Zo she Yotza Beget, Eno Din she Yotza Bechalitza. Kamash Malan. Ve'ima hachinami, amakra, a sefer krisa, sefer korta, ve'ein dovar acher korta. Okay, so we have over here a havamin in the Gemara, that the that there should be perhaps another way of ending the world of Ishus, chalitza, the same way that chalitza takes a woman out of the world of Yibum, so also perhaps chalitza would take a woman out of the world of Ishus, kamash malan. What is strange about this havamina? If one could speak about a havamina as being strange, what is strange about this havamina? Who points it out? Pnei Yoshua points out that something is strange, kasha, right? But look at the first and last line of Pnei Yoshua and sort of put them together. Pnei Yoshua uses a very, very technical terminology. Kashli, the ikala nifrach mali yavama shehi isur lav. Were a woman who is a candidate for yibum to marry out, to marry someone else, there would be an isur lav. Ma shein ken eishes ish de isur misa. And so, you know, it's how could you learn that the world of chalitza that can undo an iser lav, ma pitom it'll undo an iser misa. And then at the end he points out va'od ma v'geta mahani b'shivcha kananit dahainu shichrur. In other words, and what if you put these two together? What basically is the Pnei Yoshua over here asking? What is unique l'chora in the world of Ishus that a get perhaps would be meaningful. Masha'en kein, l'chora chalitza would be irrelevant. Not to get involved in the question of iser lav, iser misa, in terms of what the punishment is, but what is behind the scenes over here? What is Bnei Yoshua saying, but not exactly in the words? What does it get accomplished in the world of Ishus? What does it undo? It undoes Kedushin. And what is Kedushin? Ha'isha. What does the Mishnah say? What is Kedushin? Niknes. It's a Kinyan. It undoes a Kinyan. That there is a world over here of Kinyanim, and it undoes the Kinyan. What does Chalitza undo in the world of Yibum? There's what's called this amorphous Zika. There is somewhat of a connection in terms of future that there is, but you know, it's why in the world would we think that which can undo a zika should be able to undo a kinyan? I think that's what the Pnei Yoshua was asking. Get helps in the shivcha kananis. A shivcha kananis is owned by her master. This mamish bailus. We pointed out as to whether this mamish bailus in the world of kedushin may be a machokis rishonim. But in the world of Eder Kanani, Barer, that there is Ba'alut. And a get, a shtar, has that ability to undo a kinyan. And so what in the world does this do with the word chalitza? Chalitza undoes. In other words, chalitza can unravel a certain future connection, a zika, a connection. But not more than that. The Pnei Yoshua says, this is an Isra Lav and this is an Isra Misa. But it's not just a question of the level of punishment. We're dealing over here with apples and oranges. In other words, why would we think that it would work? The fact that get doesn't work in the world of Yibum, it's because get is from the world of Kinyanim, and the world of Yibum doesn't have Kinyanim. It's overkill. It's not Shayach. It's like going into a grocery and asking for change for $1 million check. You know, it's not Shayach simply. It's just out of it's a different dimension. But in other words, with all of our tzarach iyuns, The bottom line is the Gemara does feel that there is room for such a Hava Mina. So we'll live with the Hava Mina. Okay, let's live with the Hava Mina. But I think that in terms of understanding the Maskana in our Gemara appears to be Gzeiras HaKosuv. Perhaps we can understand the Maskana a little differently if we view the Gemara through the eyes of Reb Chaim. This is Reb Chaim that, if you recall, I didn't ask you necessarily to read it inside because it was the first shiur and you didn't have time to necessarily to prepare inside. But this time I felt that you should learn it inside. That is, if you recall, what we spoke about in terms of Kedushin and Nisuin, that Reb Chaim posits that there are two constructs in the world of Halacha. One construct is that a Kadosh Baruch Hu empowers a man to create a chalos, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu empowers an individual to create a halachic chalos shem. A man can create a yesh me'ayin, he can create an eishes ish out of a pnuya, he can create a grusha out of an eishes ish. That's one construct. And another construct is that a person goes through motions, that a person does a pu'ula, he does an action, and then there is a halachic cause and effect that is triggered by this pu'ula. Not that he is doing anything, he simply sets a halachic framework into motion. For example, he lives with an eishes ish, then the halacha says now that this woman is asura al habal, al haboel, she's a zonah, in other words, etc., etc. He doesn't turn her into a zonah. He has an act of intimacy with her. And then that causes a halachic process to unfold. And so Reb Chaim assumes that Gita and the Kedushin are clearly in the first category. Znut is clearly in the second category. And his question is, where does Chalitza fit in over here with the nafkamina that he stated, two nafkaminas. One nafkamina is, does one require edim l'kiyum hadavar? Which of these realms requires edim l'kiyum hadavar? Znut or gitin v'kedushin, clearly. Gitin v'kedushin. Without edim, no matter how serious the two parties are, without two kosher edim, halachically, the chalos is not created. That part of this construct is that a person has the ability to create a halachic chaloshem. He's empowered by HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he's doing this in the presence of two edim. Masha'enken, in the world of znut, lo ibri sahadei ela l'shakri. In other words, just to know that it occurred, we need the edim. If we have some other source that it occurred aside from edim, that's also fine. In other words, but the whole purpose of Eidus over there is simply to be mevarer, that's what we call the Eide Birur, as opposed to Eide Kiyum, to mevarer that it took place. That's one nafkamina, big nafkamina. And Reb Chaim is medayik in the language of the Rambam, in which direction? What does the Rambam say about a chalitza, which is beino ubeina? What phrase does he use? Pasul, it's psula. Well, it's feminine. Chalitza psula. Namely, that mida oraisa, it's fine. Mida oraisa, it's fine. But mida rabbanon, we have a requirement of a bezdin, and if the bezdin is missing, so we don't have a chalitza. But we don't require in chalitza edim l'kiyum. Anyways, with the edim l'kiyum hadover. Masha'enken de Mukay Yosef, he uses the framework of eina chalitza. It doesn't get off the ground. It's like Gitin v'Kedushin. Namely, according to the Mukhe Yosef, we have over here the Yavam going through a process of being empowered to create a Muteret Lashuk, to Masha'enkein, according to the Rambam, no, that the Yavam goes through a certain pu'ula, he does a certain ceremony, and then the halacha hit kicks in, and this matir this woman to the shuk and takes her off the hook. The second nafkamina is in terms of the world of a katan, in terms of the world of a cheresh or a chereshet, that the issue is, are these individuals able to be involved in the process of chalitza? if we're going to say that the world of Chalitza is a world of creating a Chalos, what is required? Das, right? Then you require Das. And these are Enon B'nei Deyon Inhu. Masha Ein Kein, if it's not a world of creating Chalos, but simply going through emotion, so you need a Kavana to do that action. Kavana, we have a very fascinating framework in which there is a concept when a get is written, it has to be written lishma. That's a question of kavana, of intent. And we find that a katan can write a get as long as what condition is fulfilled? Gadol omed al gavav, that someone will teach him. Someone will whisper in his ear. In other words, write this lishma. In other words, that is sufficient for kavana. Gadol omed al gavav does not give someone das. It gives him kavana. And so the question over here is whether a gadol omed al gavav would be meaningful in the world of chalitza. According to Reb Chaim's construct, according to the Rambam, it would be, while according to Nemukei Yosef, it would not be. Right? That this is, if you look inside, over here in the Reb Chaim, so in the third line he speaks about Shtrei Gavnei Eduyot B'davar She'Be'erva. In the world of Znut, Kaimalango Ibri Sahadei El Lashkure, moving down a line, Ubegitin V'Kedushin Ayedei Eidim Himekayim Amilsa. And then he explains, Biznuta Yisr Ba'Memela, Alkengo Ibri Sahadei El Lashakre, Gitin V'Kedushin Habal Husha Osa Etzem HaGitin V'Kedushin. And then the question is, what is Chalitza? So he brings up the issue of Ketana, of Cheresh Chereshet, and he points out that Tosfos sets this up as a construct, in which the Gemara speaks about the fact that the issue is Lav B'nei Kriya Ninhu, that in Cheresh V'Chereshet, they can't read. They're off on a technicality. So Tosfos was bothered, even off on a technicality. How does it get on in the first place? So it says, we're talking about a case of Bezdin Omdin Al-Gabon Omorin Lehen Lasot Chalitza, Tikuna, and then he asks, well, why is that different than Gitin and Kedushin that Gadol Omer Gavav doesn't help? And he points out that Gadol Omer Gavav doesn't help for Da'as, but it helps for Kavana. And then he brings the next paragraph, that Gitin and Kedushin require Da'as Balim, Chalitza, and Lishma. There all you require is Kavana, and that can be done even via a third party prompting the individual. And all of this then is the shita of the Rambam. Mashenken, according to the Mukhe Yosef would have a different definition of Da'as. He finds this in the Ravid, that even a katan has a certain level of Da'as. That Da'as would be enough for the creation of the Muteret Lashuk, according to the Mukhe Yosef. And that Da'as would be verified by the Ede Kiyun, and therefore the Gemara just knocks off the Cheresh and the Chereshet based on a technicality of Enem Yodim Likros. Okay. So, in our sugya, if we want to say that we have a Havamin in the Gemara that a Chalitza could replace a Get, okay? That a Chalitza could replace a Get, that it could also be Mafkiya Akinyan, just as a get is mafkiya kinyan, that's a havamina. Which construct is being used in the havamina? The Rambam or the Mukhe Yosef? What's the havamina over here? That we're comparing chalitza to gita kedushin. Who compares chalitza to gita kedushin? Mukhe Yosef. Not exactly. The havamina of the Gemara would be the Mukhe Yosef. That maybe just like you can use a get, and a get is mafkiya a kinyan, so also Chalitza, we have the same process that HaKadosh Baruch Hu empowered the Yavam to be mafkia the relationship. And once you have a power to mafkia a relationship, you can be mafkia a kinyan. Komashmalan, according to the Rambam, that is wrong. Komashmalan, no. Chalitza is not a get. Chalitza is a doing a pu'ula, and that pula sets in motion a halachic cause and effect, memela, and has nothing to do with over here. Mashiach, according to Mukhe Yosef, we have to say that it's Akzeres HaKosuv. Namely, that the language of the Gemara, that we have a havamin and a maskana, So according to Mukhe Yosef, the Hava Mina and the Maskana are working off of the same principles. We just have a Gzeres HaKosov to knock off Chalitza, because really, in principle, it really could work. It's of the same nature as Gittin V'Kedusha, that we're dealing over here with an individual being empowered to create a Chaloshen. That's the Mukhe Yosef. Just as the Gittin V'Kedusha require Edim L'Kiyim HaDavar, so also Chalitza requires Edim L'Kiyim HaDavar. Just as Gittin V'Kedusha require Das, so also Chalitza requires Das. That's the Mukhe Yosef. And so why not use it? Zeres HaKosuv. But according to the Rambam, No. The Hava mean is like Mukhe Yosef, but the Maskana of the Gemara, when the Gemara brings in the Pasuk of Get Korta, what the Gemara is saying is that we have a concept of a Sefer Krisus, that a Sefer has that ability to undo a Kenya. A Sefer has that ability to create a Chaloshem Grusha. Mashein Ken Chalitza, that is simply going through a Pu'ula, it's going through a symbolic act that Bezdin, that the Torah requires, and then Mimela the Zika is removed. And we to read the Gemara not as a Gzeres HaKosuv, but the Gemara here is pointing out that we have over here two worlds. Okay, so you can learn either way. Okay. Tough. Okay, let's continue in the Gemara. The Gemara then moves over to the world of Kesef. And the Gemara points out, asks Kesef Menove. Again, we saw this back on the Beis Amud Aleph in brief. In brief meaning that the Gemara on the Beis Amud Aleph hit into the sugya on Daf Dalet Amud Beis. Masha Enkein, but here is the main sugya where we have an entire blot of going back and forth before we get to the world of Stei Ephraim. And so the Gemara asks a double question. Here we have a double question. Minolon de miknia bekesef, A, and B, bekesef de avuahu. That the language of the Mishnah, ha'av zakai, implies that the kesef is going to be kept by the father. And so Rav Yehuda Marav say that we have over here one source that will explain both Mishnayot. Amar Yehuda Marav, Damar Kra B'Yotzachinam Ein Kesef Le'Adon Zeh, that when a woman, when an Ama Ivriya leaves her Adon with Giraon Kesef, I'm sorry, with Simanim, when she leaves the Adon with Simanim, when she becomes mature, she moves from being a ketana to being a na'ara, then there is no kesef, she goes out chinam, aval yesh kesef la'adon acher, uman nihu av. Okay? So we have then a makor for kidushe kesef, at least in the world of a father marrying off his daughter. Gemara said, but just a minute, there were two questions. How do we know that there's a world of kesef? And how do we know that the kesef goes to the father? Ve'ema gedida. Maybe in Achinami there is kesef, but the woman, the married woman, can keep it, even in a situation where her father marries her off. Hachi hashta. Aviya mekabel kidusheha, nechsiv esbiti nasati le'ish hazeh, ve'ihi shakla kaspa. That it would not make sense to distinguish between the one who's determining who she is marrying and who is going to get the kesef. Gemara says the ema, that to, in other words, to not distinguish between who decides on the marriage and who gets the money, ema hane mili ketana, deles layad lekabel kedusha. Avol nara, that's a different story. So let's try, and there was, I mean, the Gemara breaks this down into a ketana and a nahara. That the ketana and the nahara have different relationships to their father. So let's take it in stages. What is the issue with the ketana? When the Gemara says that the ketana ain la yad, right? That's the language of the Gemara. Hani mil ketana deles la yad lekabel kedushin. What is the father's role over here by the katana. What is the chisaron of ein layad? What does Rashi say? Das, right? The Rashi masul the ema hanemile, the zochi lava kablon bikatana shein layad, the lav bas deya hi. That the whole issue is one of das. A katan doesn't have das, a gadol has das. And so, as long as she is a katana, she has no das. Kedushin, we pointed out, requires das, right? In other words, we discussed that on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Not only the das of the husband, but also her das. And there's a question where that's learned out from, but that's an assumption. And so, since she has no das, therefore it's clear that the father decides, and the father gets the money. But the Ritva takes it one step further. What does the Ritva say? What is his language? Uparkinan hashta, aviha mekabel kidusheha, d'chsiv esbitin asati l'isha zevi, ii shalakal kasba, perush, cave on the zich salot Torah, sherashay l'kadsha ba'al korcha, v'shelomida'ata, ihu chashiv makne, uba'al davar, ukemamono, hi chashuva b'inyanze. In other words, this is a different relationship. This is not that we are viewing the father as the Baal Davar because he has Das. Why are we viewing the father as the Baal Davar? Because he has Vaivus on his daughter. Right? We're dealing over here with the status of Vaivus. And that's where I sent you to the Rambam, where we have a Rambam which clearly is not very politically correct. But the Rambam is trying to describe the way Chazal viewed the world of Ketanim, and the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Bava, Hilchos Tshuva, we're speaking about the fact that every individual has Bechira Chavshis, and since we have Bechira Chavshis, there's accountability, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the right to punish us for our Averos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can decide in what realm he wants to punish us, in Olam Hazeh or in Olam Haba. And the Rambam gives the litany of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu could punish us ba'olam hazeh. He could punish us ba'olam hazeh begufo, it's with illness, with pain, o b'mamono, or hitting into our pocketbook, o b'banav haketanim. That the Rambam and Chazal were well aware that a person loves his children more than he loves himself, and the pain of a child is much more hurting to him than his own pain. And the Rambam explains why in the world should children suffer because of their parents. It appears to be very, very improper. So Rambam points out, Shebonav shel adam haketanim she'ein bahem das v'lo higiyu l'chal mitzvot ke kinyono hen. Namely, that this is the person, that the person has ba'alut temporarily over his body. He has ba'alut as long as he's alive over his mamon. And he has ba'alut over banav haketanim, and therefore this is the world of olam hazeh. The moment that we have a katan growing up, so we understand the concept of baruch shepotranu me'onsho shelzeh, that it's not that the father is worried about his son's averos, but rather the father is now taking the son off of the hook for his own averos. Baruch shepotranu me'onsho shelzeh. That now my onashim are going to come on me, and my son, he's in his own world. He'll get his onashim for what he does, but I will no longer be responsible for his onashim because he's no longer my kinyan. He's now a gadol. He has das. He yield a klal mitzvos. He has independent responsibility to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so we have then, this goes again far beyond Rashi. According to Rashi, there's a technical requirement of Das, and so the father fills in that technical requirement of Das, and that technical requirement is necessary, A, to decide who you're marrying, and B, to receive the money. Okay, again, this could be totally on the two, where we learn out Das Aisha from. Is this Xeris HaKosev? Is it Das Makne? But Ech Shelo Yiyeh, that's what the Gemara of Yerushalayim, according to the Ritva and the Rambam, we're dealing over here, there's no question. If we're dealing with bailus, so the same way that if you sold a piano, you wouldn't give the money to the piano. In other words, it's yours. In other words, that it's, you know, so here we're dealing with a piano. Here we're dealing with kumamono. Ha'odam makne, he's the ba'al dover, kumamono hi chashiva. Okay, but when it comes to the world of na'ara, this is a whole different ballgame. What is the status of a na'ara b'chol ha'Torah kula? She's a gedola. A na'ara is a gedola. She is 12 years old. She has brought simanim. She is a gedola mida oraisa. She is chayevet b'mitzvos. She is the one who makes all the kinyanim. This is all connected to onas putas. She is a gedola in every area, except that we have over here an issue in terms of the father, namely that when she was a ketana, let's take the Rambam and the Ritva, just to give the extreme, she belonged to the father. When she's going to be a bogeret, she's going to be totally independent of the father, just with the world of Iser Veheter, a din of Kibud Av Ve'Em. And even that will be limited by her marriage. But there's, in the world of Mamanos, Haparas Nedarim, etc., bogeret is totally on her own. If she makes a neder, she goes to Bezdin. To be matir her neder. It's her neder. It's nothing to do with anyone else. When she gets married, so then her husband moves into the picture. But we have over here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a transition, Ben Hashmashos, from the world of Katnus to the world of Gadlus. The period, 6 months, we have this transition where her father is still in the picture, but not totally. And here the question is, to what degree? The father remains in the picture, clearly, v'nureha v'esaviha, in what context is that found in the Torah? Hafaras nedarim. Right? Then in the world of neder, she still belongs to the father. He is the one who's in charge of deciding whether her neder is going to have meaning or won't have meaning. In the world of the ability that he had when she was a ketana to sell her as an ama ivriya, that disappeared. The moment that she became a nara, hivya simanim, her status of being an ama ivriya is mufka, the father has no control over her in that respect. Those are the two extremes. Questions? What about everything in between? What about everything between hafaras nedarim and selling her as an ama ivriya? To what degree do we say b'ne'ureha des aviha? So here we have machlokot tanoim, machlokot amorayim, and to understand our Gemara, we have to understand our Gemara in light of those machlokot. So we're concerned over here with the world of kedusha. So we have a sugya on Daf Mem Gimel Amid Beis, if we look at it together, that deals with the world of Kedushin and compares the world of Kedushin, which is dealt with by the Amoraim, to the world of Gerushin, which is already dealt with by the Tanaim. So let's move over, start with the Tanaim who deal with Gerushin, and then see how we move over from here into the world of Kedusha. So the Gemara in the middle, Adap Mem Gimel and Amad Beis, quotes a Mishnah, Tanan Hosa, Na'ara Ha-Me'urasa, Mishnah and Gittin, Na'ara Ha-Me'urasa, we're dealing with a Na'ara who needs a get, He V'aviha Mekablin Es Gita. The Tanakama, or if you want to, the Rabbanon, the Shita of Rabbanon, that we're going to be working off of, is that we have two tracks of receiving a get by a na'ara. B'nu'ureha beis aviha. On one hand, her father can receive the get. On the other hand, she can receive the get. He va'aviha, the Kabbalah's Gita. Rashi explains, Ohi, o'aviha, he, hare gedolahi, yesh layad. The whole issue that we spoke about in our Gemara by a ketana was ein layad. Over here, by a na'ara, yesh layad. Okay, so we understand that track. So where does the father still fit in? V'ha'aviyah sh'atora zichsa lo lekabel kidusheha ve'iskish yitzia le'havaya. Excuse me? The father has a schut mid'oraisa, namely that this is part of the world of binureha veis aviyah. Just as a father has a schut of being, just as the father has the schut of being able to mefer her nedarim, he has the schut of being able to receive her get. V'dafka na'ara avol ketana aviyah velohi, because the ketana has no yad. V'dafka min ha'erusin avol min ha'nisuim, that's the technicality. The misha nises ein la'aviyah reshutba. Okay, that there's a cap on binureha beis aviyah. In other words, after post nisuin, then the father is no longer connected. Okay, so we have over here these two tracks in the world of get. Except that we pointed out that the Torah speaks about binureha beis aviyah, that the father has residual rights in the time of na'arut. How far do those residual rights go? So over here, since the father has residual rights in the world of kedushin, the father has residual rights in the world of gerushin. Okay. The question is, but what about really the world of kedushin? To what extent does he have rights in the world of kedushin? So that's a machlokis between Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Right? That Rav Yochanan Amar Rish Lakish kemachlokis legerushin kach machlokis likedushin. That just as we have a machlokis in the world of gerushin, where Rabbanan hold there are two tracks, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's only one track, so also in the world of kedushin there is a machlokis, and simply paskin like Rabbanan in the world of kedushin, so also in the world of gerushin, namely. That no, so, just as we pass in Sakh Rabbanan in the world of Gerushin, so also in the world of Kedushin. Namely, that Rish Lakish posits that in the world of Kedushin, there are two options. Either the husband can give the kesef to the Na'ara, or he can give the kesef to the Na'ara's father. That again, according to Rashi, now she has a yad, so she's in the picture. Now that she has a yad, she's in the picture. And so this is a track, just as there's a track in the world of Gittin, so also there's a track in the world of Kedushin. However, Rav Yochanan distinguishes. Rav Yochanan amar machlokes legerushin. Where do Rabbanan have their shita against Rabbi Yehuda that we have two tracks, that's in Gerushin? Avil Kedushin divrei hakol aviha velo hi. That in the world of Kedushin, you can't have. Anyways, again, according to Rashi, you can have two individuals who have das. But over here, according to Rav Yochanan, we're not concerned only with das. What are we concerned about? What other phrase was brought up by the Rishonim, particularly by the Ritva? We need a baldover. There has to be someone who is in charge. We need a baldover. And the father is the baldover in terms of Kiddushin, that there is only one baldover. There's only one baldover. If we look over here on the Gemara on Daf Mem Dalad Amud Aleph, where the Gemara explains, according to Rav Yochanan, the distinction. The Gemara goes through one explanation, rejects it, and then the Gemara on the fifth line says, Itmar Amar Rav Yosi Rav Chanina, my time at Rav Yochanan, Aliba de Rabbanan, according to Rav Yochanan, according to the Rabbanan, we have a distinction between Gittin and Kedushin. In Gittin, we have two tracks, in Kedushin, only one track. Kedushin, de midata, Kedushin, where you need a, in other words, a Rashi, de bi'inan da'as makna, according to Rashi, l'shita, so it's the inan of da'as. According to the Ritva and the Rambam, it's an issue of Baal Davar, aviha velohi, Rashi, shatora zichsa lo. Right, according to the Ritva and the Rambam, it's not just zichsalo, but we have over here a degree of bailus, a residual bailus. However, gerushin, the baal korcha, Bein hi, bein aviha. But in the world of Gerushin, there's no need for das. What do we need? B'nasan b'yada. We need a mailbox. So mainach gemina to the father if we have one mailbox or two mailboxes. Mainach gemina to the father, actually the Gerushin has nothing to do with his initiative. He's on the receiving end. So mainach gemina, if the father is going to give the get to the Nara, or he's going to give the get to the father. Okay, so in the world of Gerushin, says Rabbi Yochanan, we can have two maslulim, because it's only a question of mailboxes. In the world of Kiddushin, where you require dat, bal davar, a certain someone taking charge, there we have machlokes Rabbi Yochanan, v'Rish Lakish, whether we say he v'aviha, or he v'lo, or aviha v'lo he. Okay? Now, with this background, let's move over back to our Gemara. So our Gemara said that if we want to understand the world of Kedushei Kesef, we have to distinguish between the Ketana and the Nara. In the world of Ketana, clearly, she ain't la yad. The father has yad, according to Rashi, according to the Ritva. He has a yad. He decides who she marries, and he gets the money. In the world of Nara, let's continue back in our Gemara. Avol Nara, the isla yad lekabel kiddushin, tik taktish ihi nafsha betish kol kasfa. Who is the Gemara over here working according to? This Hava Amina, that the Nara should be able to receive the kiddushin. She should be able to choose her husband and receive the kesef kiddushin. Who is this working according to? Rish Lakish, right? Clearly. This is according to Rish Lakish. This Hava Amina, how can you learn out from Esbiti Nasati Le'ish Hazeh, that the father should decide and get the money? That makes sense by a Ketana. But by a Nara, don't we have the Shita of Rish Lakish, that we have a track of where she can receive the Kedushin and she can receive the money? Amar Kra, Binu Reha Beis Aviha, Kol Shevach Nurim La'aviha. How will Rish Lakish learn this Maskana? And how will Rav Yochanan learn this maskana? The fact that we have a Havamina like Rish Lakish is not a problem, right? But the maskana of the Gemara has to be understood both according to Rish Lakish and Rav Yochanan. So how will Rish Lakish, let's start with Rish Lakish, right? Rish Lakish, we have a track that the woman can decide who she gets married to. And so Lechora, she should receive the money if she's deciding who she gets married to. What does the Gemara answer in the Maskana? She can, in Achinami, has that track of deciding who she's going to get married, but we have a pasuk in the Torah of Shevach Neurim Le'aviha. Binureha Beis Aviha, called Shevach Neurim Le'aviha. That we said we have this realm, this Ben Hashmachos, where the father is still in the picture during Na'arut. To what degree is in the picture? He's in the picture for Haforas Nedarim. Right? He's not in the picture to sell his daughter as an Amma, but he does get the profit of her labor, or of her actions. And so over here, the Kesef, this is money, this is profit, this is the Shevach, this is that which is his. So in Achinami, according to Rish Lakish, she can still receive the money, she has a Yad, but the money itself, after she receives it, is going to go to the father, mitzad shevach ne'urim. How does Rabbi Yochanan learn the maskana of the Gemara?
She can't even do any kiddushin.
The maskana of the Gemara, exactly. The maskana of the Gemara is that we have a pasuk which is mafkia her from this realm. Bin ureha beis aviha means that the father is still in charge of this world of Kedusha, that this is like Haforas Nedarim, that this is not just an issue of money, that this is an issue that there's no separate track in the world of Kedusha. In the world of Kedusha, the Na'ara is Beis Aviha. Right? In the world of Gerushin, which is Baal Korcho, it's only a question of a mailbox, so she can be a mailbox. But in the world of Kedusha, that requires a Baal Davar, So in the world of Kedushin, she's not the Baal Dabar. Her father is the Baal Dabar. That's what the Pasuk of Binu Reha Beis Aviya is teaching us. So we have then that the Gemara in the Maskana, according to Rav Yochanan, is saying that the Nahara, to a large degree practically, is like the Ketana. Right? That just as in the Ketana, only the father can choose the husband, and only the father can keep the money, so also in the world of Nahara, only the father can choose, and only the father can keep the money. But it's not really the same. It's not the same, right? Look at the Rambam's language. It's very fascinating that, you know, sometimes you can be mizayik in a Rambam and it's just, wow, right? Ha'av mekadesh esbito shelo ledaata calls man shehi ketana. Ukeshehi nara reshuta biyado sheneemar esbiti nasati la'ish hazeh. What did the Rambam do? What did the Rambam distinguish over here between the Ketana and the Na'ara?
The Na'ara gets to choose who she marries?
No, the Rambam doesn't say that. Biti nasati l'isha zeh. The Rambam passing is like Rish Lakish. Rambam over here is passing like Rav Yochanan. Rambam over here is passing like Rav Yochanan. There's only, as opposed to Gitan where there are two tracks, in the world of Kedushin there's only one track. Right? But when you read the Rambam, what's the reason that the Ketana, in other words, is being dealt with by her father? And what's the reason that the Nara is being dealt with by the father? What is the Rambam is quite clearly distinguishing between them. Ha'av mekadesh es bito sholadako kol zman shehi Ketana. Period. Ukeshehi Nara reshusa biyado. Shenemar es biti nasati lo'ish hazeh kidushel kedusha. Which of these is a svara and which of these is a gzeres hakasuv? Ketana is a svara. This is the Rambam l'shitaso. That when you have a katan, the katan is mamono shalav. Mamono shalav bara that the father can mekadesh her. Shalomidata. She's out of the picture in terms of making decisions. She's out of the picture in terms of having an independent yad. She's not around. Ha'av mekadesh es bito shalom ledaita kol zman shehi ketana. She's mamono, right? That aktanim ein bahem das lo igil lechal mitzos kekinyanohem. Right? So that's by ketana. But by anara, she's already gedola. But what? We have a gzera sakasuv shehi birushuso. Right? That this is part of the gzera sakasuv of sheva of bin ureha beis avia. This is already a gzera sakasuv. That she's in the rishus of the father. The father is zakai. He has permission, kidusheha la'aviya. This is not the same as saying that she's kinyano. No, she's not kinyano. She's birshuso, not kinyano. Okay? This is one of the rights of the father. Once it's one of the rights of the father, then we can clear a chakira in terms of how does the money end up in the father's hands. I mean, what chakira is possible? So, of course, we're dealing over here with a na'ara who is a gedola. Had we had no gzeres hakasuv, she would be able to decide who she wants to marry and keep the money. We have a gzeres hakasuv that in the world of kedusha, the father is the one who decides, and the money goes to the father. But what chakira could you raise in terms of the track of this transaction?
Type of kinyan, mashiach, or little
more conceptual.
If it came from going through her,
exactly. Is this directly to go? In other words, does it mean that practically, in a chinami, we need a gzeres hakasuv. Once we have the gzeres hakasuv, so just like by a ketana, the father is the baal davar, so also by the nara, the father, for all practical purposes, is the baal davar. That it's going directly to him. Or do we say, no, that what's gzeres hakasuv, really it should go to her. But anything which is hers moves over to the father. And it's coming to her, to him, via her. In achinami, the bottom line is going to end up by him.
Is there an,
of course there's nafkamina. That's why I sent you to the Rambam in Hilchos Nahara Besula. What is the Rambam in Hilchos Nahara Besula dealing with? It's dealing with a situation where we have a young lady who is a unclear, right? One of these college cases at a sorority party or a fraternity party, where there is an intimacy with a young lady, and she claims I was raped, and he claims it was consensual. Right? Now, there's a very big difference in the Torah between these two, and what's the status of the anas? What's the status of the mifateh? Is she a willing partner or not a willing partner? Including a monetary difference, namely, if she was forced into it, then there's a tsar. That's an additional payment aside from the knas which is involved. And if she was a mfuta, so she's mochelet on whatever tsar there may have been. So what if we have over here simply purely, in other words, this will go to different courts, but purely on the level of the monetary issue. Amra lo anasta oti, you owe me tsar. V'hu omer lo ki ela pititi, I only owe the knas, I don't owe you the tsar. Hareza nishba shvuas ha-Torah al demei ha-tsar, u'meshalem, boshes, u'pigam, sharei hoda b'miktas ha-taina, k'mo shisbor v'mekomo. This is a classic mode of b'miktas. She's claiming 200, he's being moda on 100. Comes on the Ravid and says, how can you have over your moda b'miktas? What does the Ravid ask? That the bottom line is that if we look at Halacha Yudalit in the Rambam, Shlosha Dvarim Shel Mefuta V'Arba Shel Ones Harein Shel Av Kol Shevach Ne'urim La'Av. Right? Now, as long as the father is around, all this money goes to the father. If the money is going to the father, what's the issue? Moda B'Miktas. Who you need a toin. Someone has to claim. So the Ravid asks, Amar Avram Ein Kan Shvua Lefi She Ein Kan Toveya Shatashlumin. Eina shela ukemo mana la abba biyadacha. If ta'an aviha, after she has a hadith. Then we had the father claim, you raped my daughter. Then we could talk about it, and then we'd have to determine how would the father know. Right? In other words, she is, you know, knows whether it was consensual or not. How would the father know? That's an issue that the Ravid points out. We'd have to check that out. But over here, the Rambam's case, lechora, doesn't make sense. What could the Rambam say? That in achinami,
they go to the father first.
Exactly. This is not a katana where we have bailus, where we have kinyan. This is a father where he birshuso. And birshuso lends itself to two interpretations. It lends itself to the Ravid's interpretation, right? That it goes automatically to the father. This is one of his rights. Or it lends itself to the Rambam's interpretation that so of herself, it's her body. In other words, it's going to him via her. It's going to him via her. And so we have over here a possibility that she would also be recognized in court as a toenet, that she has the right to submit a claim because she's involved in the situation. And Achenemi, the money is not going to stay by her. If she wins her court case, right, the money is going to go to the father. But it's going via her. Namely, this is a difference between a naira, na'ara and a katana. So we see it both in the language of the Rambam in Ilchos Ishus, that the Rambam says the katana is a svara. Nara reshusa biyado shene emar, right? Shene emar esbiti notati leish hazeh. This is a right that's given to the father. This is part of that world of binureha beis aviha. This is one of the zchuyot that the father has. Okay, let's look birushutchem at the Tosus Rid. Okay, the Tosus Rid takes the whole Gemara one step further than what we've taken it up to now. Up to now, the way we've learned the Gemara is that we've taken it in stages. First, we dealt with the Katana. Okay, the Katana, the Av is the Yad, right? She doesn't have a Yad, and therefore he is everything, right? He is the, according to Rashi, he's the Das. He's the Baal Dovar. He is the Baal. He's just her own, right? Mamono, Kinyono, etc. Then the Gemara moves over to the Nara. And the Gemara has a Hava Mina, according to Rish Lakish, that we have two tracks. We have the track of the father, and we have the track of the Nara. And in the track of the Na'ara, L'chora, the kesef should go to the nahara. That's the havamina. And so the maskana is... Sorry. I'm not changing colors because this is trying to find it, so it works better than you can see. So the maskana, according to Rish Lakish, is in Achinami, in the track of nahara. The nahara decides... But the kesef is shevach, and this is the world of bin ureha beisaviyah. Well, according to Rav Yochanan, there's no track of nara. Right? This track, rak, there's only a track of the father. That's the din of bin ureha beisaviyah. And this is what the Rambam calls Arehi Birishuso. So we learned that according to Rish Lakish, in the Havamina, right, there were two tracks, but the Gemara is basically asking on the track of the Nahara. They're not concerned with the track of the father. The Gemara is asking on the track of the Nahara, and then the Gemara, I'm sorry, the Havamina over here, right, the Gemara is asking on the track of the Nahara. Is actually on the track of the Nahara. This is the issue according to Rish Lakish in terms of the Havamina and the Maskana. The track of the father is the track of the father. That's not our issue. But the issue is the question of the Nahara. Look in the Tosus Rid to see the core of the Tosus Rid. Look into, in terms of what I photo said for you, the fifth line in the middle. Right after the abbreviation of Baal Korcha. Where the over here Tosfos Rid talks about our Havamina. V'hachi maksha. This is what the Gemara now asks in the Havamina. Teinach ketana deles lo yad klal yakdishena aviha v'yizke bekesef kidusheha. Avol na'ara de'is lo yad. Again, this is Rish Lakish. The na'ara has a yad in the world of Kedushin. Afal pisha ha'av yochol v'katsha k'dialfina mi'es biti nasati. Below the atav, we have these two tracks. V'tish called ihi kaspa, v'yeba zocha shtei yadayim, yad aviha v'yada. So far, so good. Right? Just as a summary of Rish Lakish. Then he continues. V'kevon shegam hi yechov lekadesh atzma below the atav, gam im kidsha aviha lo yizke bekesef kidusheha. Namely, that according to Tosfos Rid, the Havamina was whichever track you use, whether you use the track of the father who's being Mekadesh her without her knowledge, or the track of the Nara who's being Mekadesh herself without her father's knowledge, the Gemara is asking, in both of these tracks, the money should go to her. Right? We learned that in the father's track, certainly the money goes to the father, but maybe in Rish Lakish's Nara track, the money should go to her. No. According to Rish Lakish, the Gemara has a Havamina that whichever track we're going to use, the money should go to her. And then the Maskana is, no, binu reha beisavia, in either track, the money goes to the father. What over here is this Havamina? I mean, how do you understand this Havamina? And this is Tosfos Rid says it black and white. He says, "Kevon shegam hi yochla kadesh atzma below da'atav." Since there is a track in which he's totally independent, so gam im kidsha aviya, even if we take the track of the father who is mekadesher without her knowledge, lo yiske bekesef kidusheha. Maybe he has the right to choose her husband, but he doesn't have the right in the havamina to keep the money. Namely, what over here is the havamina? What the havamina is in to. In other words, like, what's the relationship over here between the father and the daughter in the Havamina according to Rish Lakish? Simply try to distinguish between the pieces of the puzzle. If we're going to ask, according to Rish Lakish, who is the Ba'alat Davar. Right? We said according to Rav Yochanan, we have one Baal Dovar. There's only one Baal Dovar in the world of Kedushin. It has to be an address. According to Rabbi Yochanan, that's the father. According to Rish Lakish, who is the Baalat Dovar? Since I say it in proper Hebrew Hebrew grammar, so I gave it away. Right? Who is the Baalat Dovar? She is, right, I don't know, it's in the yeshiva world, she's the Baal Dovar. But she's the Baalat Dovar, right? She is the Baalat Dovar. That's the machlokes of Yochanan Rish Lakish. In the world of Kedushin, who is the Baal Dovar? There's only one Baal Dovar. And what does the Baal Dovar get? The money. The Baal Dovar gets the money. The Baal Dovar is the receiver. The Baal Dovar, she has a yad. She's the Baal Dovar. But what's the father? How do we speak about a father's track? What's the pasuk say? Esbiti Nasati Luish Hazeh. The father has a right to choose the husband for the daughter. Namely, Baalat Dovar means who gets the money. The Baalat Dovar means that in the end run, she's going to get the money. But who's choosing the husband? The Torah says it's Biti Natati. The father chooses. So we have a track. Again, according to Rish Lakish, it's not an exclusive track. She, if she wants to, it's a question of who gets there first. If she wants to, she knows she's going to turn to being a Nara. She has a boyfriend. So, in other words, the moment she becomes a Nara, she'll tell her boyfriend, before my father marries me off to his friend's son or whatever, you know, you have an opportunity to marry me because I'm the Baalat Dovar. But if the father gets in there first and marries her off, so then it's Biti Nasati. That's part of the residual world of Binureha Beis Aviyah. It doesn't turn him into a Baal Dovar, but he has that right of Biti Nasati. Very, very limited. In other words, that was the Havamina, right? And then the Maskana is whichever track you use, in Achinami, these two tracks exist, but whichever track you use, the money is going to go to the father because that's the right of the Nureh Beis Aviyah. That's the Shevach Nu'urim. That we're dealing over here with a monetary issue. And again, that the category of the Nureh Beis Aviyah is this elastic category. It starts off with Hafaras Nedarim and it moves. And the Gemara now is going to speak how far does it move, etc. But over here, according to Rav Yochanan, it moves to take her out of the picture. The Nureh Beis Aviyah, she's not the Baalat Dovar. He's the Baal Dovar. She's out of the picture totally. According to Rish Lakish, in Achinami, she is a Baalat Dovar. She has a track, but the money, the Nureha Beis Aviyah, that's the question of Shevach Nu'urim, is going to go to the father. Okay? Yes?
Does one have more power than the other in this scenario? Like, for example, in the case of Rav Kiske, what happens if the boyfriend says, okay, I'll marry you, and the father comes home, she comes home to the father and says, guess what, I just married you off to...
So we check. We need Eidim, Kiyim HaDavar. So the Eidim, Kiyim HaDavar will tell us which of these Kedushin took effect. Right? The first one. If she's in there, the moment there's a Kedushin, she's an Eishes Ish. You can't be Mekadosh an Eishes Ish. Right? So you ask, what if they both took effect at the exact same moment? Maybe in such a case, if Kinu Rabban would do Shemini, I don't know what would happen. But generally, one of them would have taken place a minute before the other one, 30 seconds before the other one, 5 seconds before the other one. Right? In other words, they would not be both with solar clocks and, you know, or at the gong of the Big Ben. You know, where it's, when it hits the 12, they're both going to give the ring. You know, it's generally, there's going to be one of them comes first. Whichever came first. There are two tracks. There are two options, according to Rish Lakish. We don't pasken like Rish Lakish. We saw the Rambam paskens like Rav Yochanan. But within Rish Lakish, it's a fascinating havamina. Like, why not? In other words, the moment that we're dealing over here, as Michael mentioned earlier, with Gzeiras HaKosev, we're dealing over here, not with a svara. We're dealing over here with a zchut of the father. And the question is, how far does that zechut go? So the same way it can go for the money and not for the decision, theoretically it can go for the decision and not for the money. And we're dealing with the zechut. The question is the zechut to choose a son-in-law or is the zechut to receive the money, to receive income? Yeah? The Havamina. Everyone agrees. There's no way of learning the Havamina according to Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rabbi Yochanan, there's no concept that she doesn't have a Yad. According to Rabbi Yochanan, her Yad has been taken over by the father. There's only one track. That's the Gemusugi on Def Mem Gimel Medez Medalin Medalin. So the Havamina is like Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan's not bothered by the fact that, because as long as the Maskana is like him, he can learn the Maskana. The Maskana is fine. Rish Lakish will learn the Maskana Lashita To, And Rabbi Yochanan will say that the Gemara is rejecting the Havamina. Like we saw it by Chalitza. The Havamina can be like the Mukhei Yosef. The Maskana is like the Rambam. In other words, the Maram's not bothered by the fact that the Havamina is like the Mukhei Yosef. The Iker is that the Maskana worked out according to him. The fact that there is such a Shita. So the Shita can exist. The Shita certainly can exist. Rabbi Yochanan gave, in other words, Rabbi Shkotich was so important to Rabbi Yochanan. You know the whole story in terms of when Rabbi Yochanan unfortunately, accidentally knocked off Rish Lakish, and then he was left without a chavrusa, and no one would raise. In other words, Rish Lakish raised possibilities that gave Rav Yochanan a tremendous hanah to overturn. If no one's raising the possibilities, then it can be very frustrating. You have nothing to overturn, and so. That, you know, Rav Yochanan just decided at one point it wasn't worth continuing. But Rav Yochanan was aware that Rish Lakish had a different svara. He knew Rish Lakish. The machlokas is whose understanding is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's understanding. Right? Okay, that's a fair machlokas. But we have the two sides, both of the Marmadaik and the Psukim, in their own directions. Tov, okay. Did you get beyond this in terms of your preparation? Yeah? Okay, we can continue. Beside it? Okay. So, let's continue a bit in the Gemara. The Gemara then continues. The Ella, correct? That's what we're up to? The Lahod Amarav Huna Amarav. Minayim Shema'asa Habat La'av. Shene'emar Ki Yimkor Ishes Bito Lo'ama. Ma'ama Ma'asa Yadeh La'rabo. Ach bas nami maase yadeha lo aviha tepukle binureha beis aviha. If binureha beis aviha is really this elastic category that can include all sorts of zchuyot, so why do we need a separate pasuk for maase habat? Why is maase habat any less income than the kesef kedushin? Ela b'haforas nedarim hu dichsiv. Achi nami b'haforas nedarim hu dichsiv. So maybe really, the whole pasuk of Binureh Beis Aviyah is limited to Hafaras Nedarim. V'chi teima neilaf minei, nothing doing. Mamonim Yisura lo yalfina. We can't go beyond Hafaras Nedarim. Binureh Beis Aviyah is just a local halacha in its parsha. V'chi teima neilaf miknasa, that we have a parsha that deals with the knas of Ones Umafate, the Torah says black and white, goes to the father. No. Mamona mi isura, Mamona mi knasa lo yalfina. V'chei tema nelef miboshes u pigam. So that's already a world of mamon, which is coming to the father. So let's compare mamon to mamon. So Gemara says that boshes pigam davia shayach begavayu. That the boshes pigam is the boshes of, and the pigam not only of her, but of the family. Ela mistabra, not the family, but in other words, that he also has what to lose. Ela mistabra, dechi ka memai yitzia, dekavasa ka memai. That we are going back to our world of the Amma Ivriya. Veha lo damya hai yitzia laha yitzia. Hasam naftem rishus adam ligamri, veha chakate nechasra mesira lechupa. Forest Nadarin Miha Nafkala Mirishuse Ditna Nara Hamurasa Aviu Bala Mefirin Nidareha. What, in other words, again, we're going to deal with this Gemara in terms of the details, Li Neder, next time, but in the overview over here, what appears to be the source that a father is going to be able to marry off his daughter and receive the Kesef Kedushin? Is this built on Shevach Beis Aviyah, on Dinureh Beis Aviyah? No, that's Hafaras Nedarim. What is it built on? We're going back to our original pasuk of the Alma Ivriha of Yesh Kesef Lo Adon Acher. And that's the source. That's what it appears to be. The problem is not in the Gemara. The Gemara is fine. The problem is in the Rishonim. That we have in Meseches Ksuvos a Mishnah over there. On Daf Memvav Amudais. In which the Mishnah says, Ha'av Zakai Bebito Bekidusheha Kesef Shtarubia. That's what's quoted over here. Zakai Bemitziyasa Masei Yodea Foras Nedareha Mekabel Esgita Eino Elchol Peros Bechayeha, etc. What does the Rambam say on that Mishnah? What is the source of all of these halachos? Binureha Deis Aviha. We have a Gemara in Bava Kamma that mentions the concept of Shevach Ne'urim. What does Rashi include over there in Shevach Ne'urim? Kedushim. We have over here a Rambam that we just read a few minutes ago in Paragim Halacha Yud Aleph. Kishihinara Rashusa Biyado Shenemaris Biti Nasati La'ish Hazeh. And then it continues, V'chein huzakai b'mitziyasa ma'asa yadeha uksuvasa, etc. While the Gemara in Ksuvas seems to bring a separate limud for each of these. Zakai b'mitziyasa, mishim eva, ma'asa yadeha, kiyim korishas bito la'ama, etc. Namely, what is going on in terms of where we are learning things out from, that this is Tosis's question over there in Bava Kamma, that it appears from the sugyos that we have Hafaras Nedarim being learned from Binu Reha Beis Aviyah. We have Kesek Kedushin being learned from the world of Yotzachinam Ein Kosef. We have the world of Metzia being learned out from Eva. We have the world of Masi Yadayim being learned out from the world of Kiyimkor. That's Mashma from our sugya. That's Masha from the Sugi and Ksuvas. And so, how did the Rishonim understand differently? How did the Rishonim understand differently from the Gemara? How do we understand Rashi in Bava Kamma, the Rambam in the Perish Mishnayos, Rambam over here in the Mishnah Torah, etc.? No? Any suggestions? Yeah. In other words, we started off with an assumption in our Gemara that as long as we're dealing with a katana, that's a svara, das, baldovar, kinyan, etc., that goes to the father. When we're dealing with nara, over here, we're moving into a spiti nasati le'ishazeh, we're moving into shevach in binurel be'savia, that we have this ben hashmashos world of nara, where the daughter is no longer the kinyan, on one hand. On the other hand, she's not yet totally independent. That's when she's going to be a bogeret. The father still has residual rights. And then the Gemara dealt with how, you know, it's with that category of residual rights. Does it include Kesef Kedushin? Does it not include Kesef Kedushin? Our Gemara seems to reject that approach and say, no. That there is no such category of Shevach Ne'urim. The world of Binu Rabbe Saviyah applies purely to Hafaras Nedarim. You can't move beyond that. Yisura, Mamona Mi Yisura, Goyalfina. And every one of the rights of the father is a unique Xeris HaKosuf. Maasei Yadayim, we have a Xeris HaKosuf. Kesef Kedushin, we have a Xeris HaKosuf. In Ksuvas Mitzia, we have a Din of Eva. Etc. Namely, every one of them has a unique limud. And yet, the Rishonim seem to stick to the Gemara, which is rejected. The Rishonim seem to be dealing with this overarching category of the Binu Reha Beis Aviha, that is what brings everything under an umbrella. That we have this umbrella, Asbit Nasati Lishazeh, V'cheinu Zakai Ben Psiyasa, Uvemasa Yadeha, Uveksuvasa, Vachain. All of this is part of this world of Binu Reha Beis Aviha. What, you know, like what happened to the sugya? Again, it's not my question. Tosas asked the question on Rashi in Bava Kamma, but it's very, very striking when one sees that the Rambam and Rashi seem to ignore the sugya, two sugyos. So is there a way of learning that that they're not ignoring the sugya, but they are perhaps reinterpreting the sugya. So I'd like to suggest the following construct for you, that perhaps the havamin of the Gemara was that the world of binureha beis aviha would involve any area except to sell one's daughter as an ama, namely where any area except where the Torah specifically comes along and excludes the father. That the moment that the Ama Ivriya is Mivia Simanim, then she is no longer in the father's reshus to resell her as an Ama Ivriya. But every other area would be included. Then the Gemara says, but that's not true, because we have this Gzeres HaKosuv and we have this Gzeres HaKosuv. So maybe what we're doing is we're still dealing with the world of Shevach Beis Aviha, but rather than saying it applies to everything except what the Torah excluded, to say that we have to build it incrementally. We start with Hafaras Nedarim, and then we need Gzerot HaKatuv, or Svaros, to build up the category, but it's still going to be in the category of Shevach Ne'urim. Namely, we're still maintaining the umbrella, but rather than viewing the umbrella as consisting of everything but what the Torah excludes, we'll view the umbrella as incremental. Whatever the Torah is including, we're going to put it under the rubric of Shevach Beis Aviya. We're going to put it under the umbrella of Shevach Beis Aviya. And then, that's what the Rambam would be, his language, V'chidushe HaLaviya, V'chein Hu Zakai B'Metziyasa, U'B'Ma'ase Yadeha, U'B'Ksuvasa. Namely, we have the V'chein, and the V'chein, and the V'chein. Namely, that we're working our way up. That these are all learned out, each of them, separately, but they come under this general category of Esbiti Nasati Leishazeh, that we have these residual rights of the father in the daughter, and we could still speak about them as being a category, even though each of them has its own makar, but it can all be included in a broader category. Namely, there's no stira between saying that we have individual limudim, because every situation has its uniqueness, and in the end, being able to put it under a broader framework.
Is it redundant?
No, it's like, in other words, when I spoke on Leil Rosh Hashanah, so I quoted to you a Rambam in Hilchos Avel, that we have this list of gemilus chasadim begufo, of Hachnasas Orchim, etc., etc. And the Rambam continues, V'kulam hem kiyumim shel v'yahavta re'acha kamocha. So you can ask, well, if they're all kiyumim of v'yahavta re'acha kamocha, so why have, you know, a list of that, what's the language of the Rambam? Mitzvah Sasechel Divreim, Levakir Cholim, Menachem Avelim, Rahotzi, Esameis, Lehachnis, Hakal, Lavos, etc., etc. Ve'eloin Gemilos Chasodim, Ve'afafi Shekol Mitzvah Elami Divreim, Harehim Bechlav Yahavta Recha Kamocha. Namely, so if we're dealing over here with Mitzvah Durabanan, so why bring in Yahavta Recha Kamocha? If we're dealing with a Kiyam Da'oraisa, so why mention that they're Mitzvah Durabanan? But there's not a stira between having an overriding umbrella midoraisa and having individual limudim, you know, it's, so in Achinami, there it's doraisa and drabana. Here it's all doraisa, I'm aware. I mean, not all doraisa, eva is drabana. Here we have doraisa and drabanans. but we can speak about them as being a category, namely that we're dealing over here with the transition of the father's connection to his daughter. In the other, we pointed b'chol haTorah kula, the na'ara is a gedola. She's on her own. She's independent. She's going to get her own sachar va'onesh. There is this, when she was a ketana, her father owned her. There was a level of kinyan, of bailus, etc. When she's going to be a bogeret, she's going to be independent. So this transitional stage is called binureha beis aviha. So in Achinami, at first the Gemara thought binureha beis aviha covers everything except which is excluded. And so it would cover also cast of kedushin and the maaseh yadeha, etc., etc. Once the Gemara raised, but don't we have separate limudim? So then I think what the Gemara could be doing is saying, Nachinam, we still have the category, but the category is built incrementally by limudim. If we don't have a source for something, it's not going to come under the category, because you can't necessarily learn out one thing from the other. Every case is different. Hafaras Nadarim is Isur. This is Knas. This is Nogeag to the father. This is Tircha. This is, you know, everything has its uniqueness. And so it has to be built up, but even after it's built up, we can still speak about it as being a category, yes?
How's Rabbi reading the Gemara? How's Rabbi reading it? The Gemara says that we should learn out from the Rabbi Sabiha that Keshav Kedushin should also be included in Shvach Nur. Because everything's included in Shvach Nur? That was happening, everything.
That all monetary matters are included in Shvach Nur.
The Gemara says, but wait a minute, we have a Joshua for
Maaseh Yadayim.
So therefore, what is that Gemara's question?
So the Gemara's question is, why in the world do we need such a drusha if we have this overriding category?
The Gemara says it's referring to Nidar.
And the Gemara says it's referring to Nidar. Right. So that's where the Gemara is holding over in the Chumash and Beis. What I'm suggesting is that perhaps, not that way I'm reading the Gemara, perhaps the way Rashi and the Rambam read the Gemara, is when the Gemara then returns to the world of Ella Mistabra, the Kikam Amait, Yitzir the Kavastakam Amait, that they are not just giving us a limud, a separate limud for Kesef Kedushin, but this Ella Mistabra is that perhaps all, in other words, that once we have a limud, once we have this limud of Yitzir the Kavasa, once we have this limud, then all of this would then come back under the heading of Binurei Beis Aviha. That every one of these different issues would also be a Binurei Beis Aviha. That the Limudim would not obviate the category, it would expand the category. That there is still a category, a Sheva Beis Aviha. What Nafkamina, words aside from Parshanut, in terms of being able to put them all into one halacha, maybe that's enough. In other words, that the Rambam felt that there would be that this one halacha in Perek Gimel Ach Yud Aleph where he deals with all these dinim of Binurei Beis Aviha. Even each of them has its own makar, but the makaros are to put them into this one category. That's Rashi also would view it in that manner. Tosu says that the Gemara totally destroyed this umbrella. There is no umbrella any longer of Shevach Nur. Perhaps. Okay? We will think whether there's a better way of dealing with the issue. Okay. We'll stop over here. B'li Neder, next time we're going to return to the Tosfos over here on the Gimel and Beis and Dalet Amud Aleph in terms of the Gemara that we learned. But that will be already the Sunday after Sukkot. No, first in class. Wednesday is Yisroel Chag for those people who are keeping Yom Tov Sheni.
There's class on Wednesday.
What?